Jy is ingeskakel op 100.5 FM.
Ja, op die lijn het ons van Maurice Crespi. Ons gesels vanmiddag oor Cowrie. Dit is die nuwe cryptocurrency wat deur King Makosoke van die Amandebele nasie begin is. Die eerste keer dat 'n Afrika monarg 'n cryptocurrency begin. So Maurice Crespi is hier om ons te vertel hoe werk dit alles. Welcome, Maurice.
Good afternoon.
Hey guys, thanks so much. Thanks to the audience. How are you guys doing? All good.
Yeah, no complaints. Maurice, how difficult is it to start a cryptocurrency?
Interesting question. This one has taken us 18 months. So just for your viewers, I'm an attorney. I've been a Chinder's attorney since 1998. 2017, decided to look at blockchain. Then what happened was 2 years ago, we started COBRA. It stands for COVID Business Rescue Assistance. Schindler's attorneys did that in partnership with IQ Business, which is a pro bono initiative to help businesses. And that's how the king came to us. So it's literally 18 months work where the king came to us saying, please help out. Is there any way you can help? And we decided to go the crypto route. We did the same incidentally for Lily's Leaf Museum. We sold Mandela's warrant of arrest and we raised 2 million rands and we saved it.
How is a cryptocurrency supposed to benefit communities at grassroots level? How does that work?
Okay, so the way it works is, first of all, cryptocurrency is inherently risky and we don't want it to be that way. So if you buy a cowrie, the purchase consideration that you've paid actually goes into the Schindler's attorney's trust account. And it's only when you sell that the money becomes available. And the idea is that you sell to overseas buyers, and that's arranged. You don't even know that they're overseas, but it gets arranged. The moment you sell, the money goes into the Kingdom Trust, which has been set up for the benefit of all South Africans. I mean, every community in South Africa will benefit. And when you buy your cowries, when you set up your wallet, you choose your kingdom land that you want to support, and the trustees of the trust are obliged to actually direct the funds to those initiatives within those communities.
How much does it cost to buy in for a South African?
Minimum is 18 rands. But importantly, if you understand the crypto space, just get a wallet, even if you don't buy in. The reason I say that is in the crypto space, you have what are known as airdrops. So just by having a wallet, we'll be dropping cowries and other NFTs into these wallets as part of this initiative. So even if you don't want to buy a cowrie, download go to the My Cowrie site, it's mycowrie.org, and just open an account so we can airdrop.
And the benefit to me as a buyer?
Well, the idea is that it's the world first crypto where it can only go up, because the way it works is you keep them locked. So at any point in time for the next 27 years, literally, you can get your money back if they're locked. So you'd only sell, obviously, if it goes up. So the purchase price is 60 cents. And the moment it goes up, you can sell. And the idea is we're going to be driving with international investors, philanthropists, and what have you. We're going to be driving the price up internationally, so that you then get what we call the gifting portion, which is the difference between the purchase price and the sales price, and that's been gifted to you by international philanthropists, organizations, and the like.
So I can't lose money, but I can make more on the investment?
That's exactly it. The whole idea is this has been set up to, and I know it sounds bold, but to save South Africa. If the cowrie goes up in value from 60 cents to where Bitcoin was earlier this year, you're looking at trillions of rands coming into South Africa every year. It's massive, trillions. Our national budget is 6 trillion rands, that's rands. With the cowrie, if we hit Bitcoin prices, we'll be bringing in $12 trillion every year into South Africa. Now, I think what we could do with Eskom and their debts if we got that kind of money in.
Where did the name cowrie come from?
I decided to do some research and determine what the very, very first currency in Africa was. and the first currency is recorded as the kauri shell. You get the kauri shells, you know, on the beaches and stuff. That was used as a currency. So we thought, let's go right back and let's use that. After all, this is an African initiative. It is by the king. So, yeah, let's make it African.
There's now a special VIP period where South Africans take, only South Africans can buy kauri.
Yeah, so every year on Mandela Day, kauris become available for only South Africans to buy, and that's part of the magic behind the model. So now it's only available to South Africans. International buyers can't buy. South Africans can only buy up to 15,000. The reason we put the limits is because of the guarantee, you'd have one billionaire coming along and buying it all up. I mean, who wouldn't if it can only go up? Mm. So, yeah.
Sorry, this period has been extended until when is it?
No, so every year you have the guarantee period, which are the coins that get issued, and those coins are guaranteed. If you buy the kauris, let's say on an international exchange, they're not guaranteed. So at the moment, there's a race. There's a limited amount of guaranteed coins that South Africans can buy. Companies in South Africa can't even buy them. And then once they run out, South Africans are going to have to wait until next year, 18th of July, for the new issue to come, and then the guarantee runs again. So every year for the next 26 years, 27 years, there's going to be, on Mandela Day, 44 or 46 million coins vesting in South Africans, and those are coins to be bought by South Africans with the guarantee.
Right, and when they're finished, and we have to wait until next year.
Yeah, basically, don't buy kauris outside of the guarantee. That's the message to South Africans. We don't want South Africans losing on crypto. There's so many scams out there. Don't buy these kauris on other exchanges. Rather, just buy them during the guarantee period and then wait for the following year. If you feel that you've got FOMO and missed out, don't go and buy on the regular centralized exchanges.
Ons gesels met Maurice Crespy van Kauri, die eerste Afrika monarg gestigte cryptocurrency. Maurice, I am certain that our listeners have some more questions. Where can they find out more?
We got the Facebook page, My Kauri. What we're doing is we're actually setting up a webinar for this Friday at 10 o'clock, so you can get the link on the My Kauri Facebook page. It'll also be on the Schindler's Attorneys Facebook page and also on the Virtual Nation Builders website. So that's your starting point. We're going to be having these Q&A webinars as often as possible, depending on demand, just to deal with, you know, any questions around this very, very, very interesting structure that we put together.
Yeah.
And obviously to satisfy viewers that this is not a scam. I mean, it's as ridiculous as it sounds. We put something together over the last 18 months, which in my mind is magical. It's a potential solution to all our woes.
It makes a lot of sense what you're saying, but I think a lot of South Africans are, whoa, that sounds too good to be true. So, as you said, there's a Stay Safe Protection Program in place for VIP sales of purchases of kauri. To find out more, you spell it Cowrie. Maurice Crespy, thank you so much for enlightening us a little bit about this.
Pleasure, and thanks for the opportunity to say, you know, this is literally it. This is the breaking news, and it's on your radio station that's been announced. This is absolutely fantastic, and I'm a privileged to be on the station. I'm privileged to be part of this. So thanks so much.